Victory in Christ. Chapter 5. His righteousness is mine. Jesus, the Son of God who became the Son of Man, bestows his righteousness upon me as an absolutely free gift. As I meditate upon this, I know now how to express in a worthy manner the thoughts that throng my mind. Without flaw, without defect, his righteousness is perfect. He is the only man of whom this can be said. And he wove this beautiful robe of righteousness that he might clothe me with it. This is the wedding garment that the king furnishes for every guest. When thus clothed, I can go in with him to the marriage feast. My own garments are defiled with sin, and my own righteousness is as filthy rags. He provides for me the white raiment, that the shame of my nakedness may not appear, at infinite cost to himself. But without money and without price, he imparts to me the riches of heaven, the most precious treasure in the universe, his own righteousness. This he does by giving himself to me. He himself becomes my righteousness. His righteousness, his life, and himself are inseparable. This increases my joyful wonder. He does not divest himself of what he bestows upon me. He himself is the gift. He asks me to give myself to him in order that he may give himself to me. The righteousness of Jesus is not a theological creed, but a living experience. It not only changes my standing with God, but it also determines my conduct. The gift of his righteousness is not an entry on the credit side of my ledger account in the books of heaven to balance a troublesome account, a transaction entirely devoid of any personal touch with me. It has to do with my inmost being. It purifies the current of my life, and sweetens my thinking, my speaking, and my doing. It makes me a new creature in Christ Jesus. When a gift of such infinite value is offered to me, what am I to do? Accept it, of course. Yes, but how? There are four simple steps. First, I must admit my lost and helpless condition, and my need of more than human help. Second, I must fully submit my will to God's will. Third, I must commit my life entirely into God's hands. Fourth, I must permit him to reveal his righteousness, not only to me, but also in me. Admit, submit, commit, permit, these are the steps, and they must be taken anew every day. The real experience of a biblical faith covers this whole ground. By that kind of believing which takes God at his word and acts accordingly, I enter into the full possession of the righteousness which is of God by faith. How God does his part, I cannot explain. How I can do my part, I know, and so do you. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness.